WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. There may be a federal investigation after 49-year-old Vem Miller of Las Vegas was stopped before getting into a Southern California rally for former President Trump.
His vehicle was in disarray and had fake license plates inside his car. He had multiple passports under different names, and he's apparently part of a sovereign citizens group. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says also in the car were loaded guns.
I probably did have deputies that prevented the third assassination attempt.
Miller was arrested on local charges and released.
ABC's Alex Stone. Hezbollah hit an army base in central Israel with drones, killing four soldiers and severely wounding several others. Hamas launched a large missile attack to keep Israeli air defenses occupied while the drones snuck in. Tension between the Koreas continues to rise. The South says it's detected signs the North is preparing to destroy portions of cross-border roads that are no longer in use. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Foxconn is expanding, but in Mexico, not Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The company has announced plans to expand its Guadalajara factory, aiming to create a massive chip manufacturing operation. The tech giant already employs 30,000 people south of the border. The development comes as many in the area still remember promises made by the company to bring thousands of jobs to Racine County. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Two workers in Milwaukee are going to be okay after the scaffolding they were on partially collapsed Thursday afternoon. It happened while they were restoring the Milwaukee County Courthouse facade. Rescuers got them safely to the roof. Investigators are looking into why the scaffolding gave way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers jumped out to a 24-0 lead and went on to beat the Arizona Cardinals 34-13 in front of nearly 78,000 fans at Lambeau Field in the rain. Jair Alexander asked how important it was for Green Bay to finally get back-to-back wins this season.
It's major. It's hard to win in this league and to, you know, get two in a row. I mean, that's even better. Now let's try to get three.
Romeo Doubs with two touchdown catches. Christian Watson with a 44-yard touchdown reception in the south end zone. Is it true they drew that one up on the sidelines?
100%. I mean, that was something that we didn't even have a game plan. We knew we could take a shot. So, yeah, I mean, as soon as we called the play, I knew that it was coming.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in preseason action. College hoops, longtime Wisconsin basketball head coach Bo Ryan inducted last night into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
It was my supreme honor to coach you. I will cherish the memories we share for the rest of my life. Thank you.
For sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk with the vice president of the Bartell Theater in Madison. Steve Knoll joins me to talk about the scary movies you can see all month, and we discuss the anniversary of Pulp Fiction.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers today. Our high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers will end with a low in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go yeah, vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will review the weekend happenings and look ahead as we count down towards election 2024. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Warmer weather in the rearview mirror for the state of Wisconsin. Welcome in, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report on a cool touch to a Monday morning. Hopefully you got adjusted over the weekend because it changed fairly quickly. Now, we'll talk weather with Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, in about 15 minutes or so. Today is Columbus Day, and it is going to kind of stay a little on the damp side through about mid-morning, early afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine. Daytime highs today expected to be right around 54 degrees. Winds out of the northwest around 10 miles an hour. Tonight, probably widespread frost for the entire state. That's going to happen before 4 a.m. Overnight low is expected to be down to around 31. Tomorrow, more widespread frost in the mornings anyhow. Highs around 53, so make sure you're covering your plants if you still want to stretch a little life out of them. And then Wednesday, more frost in the morning. Daytime highs around 62. Weather is what Stumuck is all about. You rainfall reporters, let's hear what you got as far as rainfall from the weekend. Our talk text line is always open to you, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance, but it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind, but the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
What started out as a hobby has now turned into an award-winning creamery and a sought-after consumer experience. I'm talking about LeClaire Family Creamery in Malone. Clara Hedrick is the vice president of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. She's also in charge of events and tours at LeClaire. Clara says your hobby or idea could also turn into a success story with help from agricultural tourism.
If you're thinking about adding value to your farm, depending on what you're doing, you can always milk a few more cows, you can always milk a few more goats, raise a few more hogs. But stop for just a second, because all of those are items that you have to have additional input, additional space. Are you a people person? Would you like to share your story with the public? And if the answer is yes, give some consideration to doing ag tourism.
And find resources at gowiagtourism.com.
Whether you're working in the barn or out in the fields, you're wondering, what about my economy, my farm economy? How strong is it? That's a question we asked for Dan Bossy with Ag Research, a longtime agricultural economist who takes a daily look at our agricultural economy. We caught up with him in the big barns down at World Dairy Expo and asked him for a 30,000-foot view of our agricultural economy. Where's it at right now, Dan?
It's not in a good spot, Bob. You know, it's the $71 billion drop from our high in May is the largest on record over 2 years. In fact, it's larger than we've had the maturation of ethanol going from 2012 to 2016. So when I look at the farm economy, you know, it's really been shouldered by the grain industry principally, with corn, soybean, and wheat prices at four-year lows. But at the back end of everything is we need to expand dairy. We need to expand U.S. ag trade. And when we're down $42 billion, $42.5 billion on ag trade, and China's not buying $11 billion of that total, that's where the hurt really comes in.
And one of the terms, when you talk about ag trade, one of the terms that sends shudders down a lot of people's back is the term tariff. Yeah. What are the implications of tariffs going forward?
Well, tariffs are something that always cause trade wars. You know, we can go back in history, and we talked something about Smoot-Hawley, which was everybody was tariffing each other back in the 1920s and late 30s, which really, I believe, led to the Depression. So I hope we're not getting into a point where tariffs become the mainstay of life, because ultimately we all need free trade, and under free trade, agricultural demand goes up and we all get more product into key markets. That being said, it's how the Trump administration, who's talking about the extra tariffs, would utilize it. If they utilize it to get back to, let's say, a phase one, or even let's call it a phase two agreement with China, I could support that, because if China's going to be buying $40 or $50 billion of U.S. ag goods a year, that would be a big opportunity for us, and it would disband what I call the duopoly that's now happening in the global economic outlook. In my career, you know, we can go back 50 or 70 years and talk about the U.S. being at the center of the globe in terms of politics and economics. That's now changing. And BRIC countries now account for 42% of world GDP, compared to we at G7 at 40. So we've got this duopoly where Washington and Beijing are now the centers of the world. And this is much more dangerous for U.S. agriculture than I've seen in many, many, many decades.
But is there more to it with China getting back into buying product, political, agricultural? Brazil, South America is now a major player. They don't have to depend on America nearly as much as they did a few years ago, do they?
No, they don't. And that's that BRICS play, if you will. That's Russia, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. So if China depends on Brazil for its ag imports and doesn't need us, that's that decoupling of where we were before. And that's why I said it's more dangerous, because as they set together and trade amongst themselves, and we look at the Belt and Road Initiative, which China's been very effective in getting up to now over 5 billion people of the world population, this is where the anxiety sets in for the United States, that we're not looking at the trade opportunities as much as we should from a political position.
Where else can we go? I mean, China was such a big player. You mentioned the BRICS countries. India continues to need product. But where else can we go to replace China? Is there any, I don't see any place.
No, Mexico has stepped up on corn to some degree, and we see our friends Canada, but we're now North America in terms of our trading. And you're right. I mean, long-term, India is going to be a new demand driver, but that's going to be for things like wheat, maybe some rice, maybe some veg oils. India today is the world's largest beef exporter. I don't think people know that so much for being a Hindu, if you will. But as you think about the opportunities, we need new demand drivers, and they're lacking in agriculture today.
What could those new demand drivers be?
Well, the only thing that nearby comes to mind for me is what I call renewable green fuels revolution, where today we're importing lots of used cooking oil from China. We're utilizing Canadian canola, Brazilian tallow. Maybe all of these products need to be sourced from the United States to get the subsidy from the U.S. taxpayer. And so if we did that, I may have a soil market that could translate into more soybean demand, which then could maybe help us out until we decide where our trade opportunities are down the road.
How much time might that take? Because there's a lot of confusion out there that people don't understand what you were just talking about, including those in agriculture and the legislative branch of our government.
Well, the good thing is that today we have something called Z45 tax credits, which we need to decide on, or the Treasury decides on, by the end of the year. You saw that there's a congressional opportunities for maybe legislating where production credits, or if you're going to get a subsidy from the U.S. government, that biofuel has to be produced in the U.S., a producer credit. So we're moving in that direction, but I just want Congress to understand the urgency that they need to meet with, and that as we come together as a country and vote for elections forthcoming, somewhere in January I need to have someone understand that Z45Z tax credits need to come to the United States to get us that next demand driver for green fuels and biodiesel and renewable diesel going forward.
How optimistic are you that that's going to happen no matter what plays out in this election?
You know what? I was just in Washington a couple weeks ago, and I was, as I was sitting talking to various senators and representatives, I was encouraged that they understood that the U.S. farmer is kind of in a bad spot. So they're looking for opportunities, and I told them the only one I see nearby is going to be in the renewable fuels category and producer credits. Then 10 days ago, we did have 40 senators that came together from both parties and said, we need to enact this legislation. So I'm hopeful, but again, I don't think it happens ahead of the election. I think it happens after.
Dan Bozzi with us, ag economist with Ag Resource, and visiting here at World Dairy Expo. You got your dairy clothes on here.
I do. I have a herd of Guernseys, so we showed the heifers today, and we'll show the cows tomorrow. A while ago, my wife asked me to give me a hobby, so I got back and bought a dairy farm, and I'm now building a creamery, so my hobby is morphing in directions I didn't expect, but I'm having a lot of fun.
Longtime ag economist and a member of the dairy industry himself, Dan Bozzi with Ag Research. From the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire, I'm Bob Bosold.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as ag meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, the group Veterans for Responsible Leadership weighs in on what vets should be thinking about before casting a ballot next month.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH. Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
You, compeer.com. Stu Muck, ag meteorologist, joining us on a Monday. You predicted exactly what happened, Stu. I mean, it was a little chilly for guests that were going into the Packers game yesterday at Lambeau Field, but I guess it's the kind of weather that we're going to have to get adjusted to all this week, right?
You're right, Pam. A definite cool start this week. I mean, in the next several nights, we're going to see that growing season ending. It probably has up near Park Falls and will be ending, I'm sure, as we make our way on toward Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning, further on south into central and maybe even into western Wisconsin. And beyond that point, I don't think it's going to be too long. Full moon Thursday. That's normally a time in October where we see that killing frost. So if we haven't had it yet, like in the far northwest where we have, the rest of us will be sharing in a little while as well. The weekend, let's back up, talk a little bit about rain. Heavier rain Saturday in southeast and northwest Wisconsin. I see Racine 6/10, Oak Creek 86/100. That was on Saturday. On Sunday, it wasn't quite that heavy, but a few tenths of an inch up near Park Falls, northern Wisconsin, 3 or 4 tenths of an inch even near Tomahawk and up toward Merrill. That system now pulling away, the upper level low heading off to our west. A little lake effect disturbance, if you will, still could be a possibility. That chance of a little scattered shower yet for a time today, or maybe this evening in a lot of the state except the far west, not going to amount to much. A few hundredths of an inch if we get additional or measurable rainfall out of it, and then we're going to see things dry out. Yes, we talked about cool temperatures, definitely cooler than normal to get this week underway, but the moderation begins on Wednesday, kind of slow, but it does climb up toward Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's where I expect southern Wisconsin back up into the upper 60s above normal. We'll be into the upper 50s or around 60 further north. That's above normal as well, so there is more mild air that's going to build on in. There may be some rain chance as we look ahead toward the weekend, toward later Saturday, but otherwise I think we dry it out here for later in the week, and if we still have some field work, we're probably going to be in good shape, even though it may be a little frosty to start the day. The rest of those days work out to be very comfortable, really nice, now we can call it almost mid-October weather is on the way. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Well, it does call for a little dampness still in the northeast and eastern part of the state today. A few scattered showers, mostly cloudy skies east, become partly sunny west, and temps a little cool. Lower 50s in the south and in the 40s the further you head to the northwest, maybe a mid 40 at best, and the northwest wind at 5 to 10. Still some chance of showers east and south tonight, clearing from the west to the east late. Temps in the low 30s in the southeast and in the mid 20s in the northwest, with those northwest winds about 5 to 10. Could be a frosty start on Tuesday morning, otherwise a sunny day around. I'm expecting temperatures again finding their way into the mid and upper 40s in the northwest and the low 50s as we look towards south and southeastern Wisconsin. The north winds are going to be around 5 to 10. And even by Wednesday, again, could be a frosty start for a lot of us, and temperatures may drop into the mid 20s in the north. I'd expect Wednesday's daytime highs may find their way close to 50, even in the far northwest, and more likely in the upper 50s as we head further south. And then those 60s start popping up in southern Wisconsin. Thursday, Friday, a bit of a rain chance as we look on toward later Saturday, but I expect it, Pam, to turn out to be a little more less late October feel here as we head toward the end of the week.
All right, sounds like a plan. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, Stu. Stu Mucker, Ag Meteorologist, with your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Remember, the talk text line is always open to you, whether it's an observation about frost or the way that the harvest is going, or you've got some rainfall numbers for me. Whatever it is, communicate directly with me, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. On the way this Monday morning, going to introduce you to a new staff member at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And this week is Wisconsin Science Fest Week all across the state of Wisconsin. And guess what? This year, the emphasis is on agriculture. Stephanie Hoff, finding a fun way for you to learn about agriculture and maybe have a beverage or two as well. That story on the way for a Monday.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is a community reminder from Buzz of the North. There's a free kids movie each Thursday at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library located right in Hayward. And that happens Thursday from 10:30 a.m. until 12:30. And this is a weekly event, happens each Thursday. Again, a kids movie at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library in Hayward each Thursday from 10:30 until 12:30. Community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Apparently sensing an existential threat to their power, Idaho GOP leaders are pulling every lever to defeat an open primaries and ranked choice voting citizen initiative. The measure would allow over 275,000 independent voters to have their voices heard in primaries and offer more choices to voters. Proposition 1 would repeal a 2023 law prohibiting ranked choice voting in Idaho, establish a top four open primary system, and use ranked choice voting to ensure the winner among the four candidates receives a 50% plus one majority. Over 97,000 qualifying signatures were delivered in July. Since then, the state attorney general filed a suit to invalidate the signatures, claiming they misrepresented the proposition to voters. That suit was dismissed. Then, Secretary of State Phil McCrane quoted a scare tactic cost of $25 to $40 million to implement ranked choice voting, citing the replacement of the state's ballot tabulators. Idahoans for Open Primary cites the state of Maine's implementation for less than $500,000. Governor Brad Little publicly opposed it September 27th. Then October 1st, Republican House Speaker Mike Moyle told the Idaho Capital Sun that the legislature would likely amend or repeal the measure if voters approved it. Six other states, plus D.C., vote on similar measures in November. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. There may be a federal investigation after 49-year-old Vem Miller of Las Vegas was stopped before getting into a Southern California rally for former President Trump.
His vehicle was in disarray and had fake license plates. Inside his car, he had multiple passports under different names, and he's apparently part of a sovereign citizens group. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says also in the car were loaded guns.
I probably did have deputies that prevented the third assassination attempt.
Miller was arrested on local charges and released.
ABC's Alex Stone. Hezbollah hit an army base in central Israel with drones, killing four soldiers and severely wounding several others. Hamas launched a large missile attack to keep Israeli air defenses occupied while the drones snuck in. Tension between the Koreas continues to rise. The South says it's detected signs the North is preparing to destroy portions of cross-border roads that are no longer in use. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Foxconn is expanding, but in Mexico, not Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The company has announced plans to expand its Guadalajara factory, aiming to create a massive chip manufacturing operation. The tech giant already employs 30,000 people south of the border. The development comes as many in the area still remember promises made by the company to bring thousands of jobs to Racine County. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Two workers in Milwaukee are going to be okay after the scaffolding they were on partially collapsed Thursday afternoon. It happened while they were restoring the Milwaukee County Courthouse facade. Rescuers got them safely to the roof. Investigators are looking into why the scaffolding gave way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers jumped out to a 24-0 lead and went on to beat the Arizona Cardinals 34-13 in front of nearly 78,000 fans at Lambeau Field in the rain. Jair Alexander asked how important it was for Green Bay to finally get back-to-back wins this season.
It's major. It's hard to win in this league and to, you know, get two in a row. I mean, that's even better. Now let's try to get three.
Romeo Doubs with two touchdown catches. Christian Watson with a 44-yard touchdown reception in the south end zone. Is it true they drew that one up on the sidelines?
100%. I mean, that was something that we didn't even have a game plan. We knew we could take a shot. So, yeah, I mean, as soon as we called the play, I knew that it was coming.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in preseason action. College hoops, longtime Wisconsin basketball head coach Bo Ryan inducted last night into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
It was my supreme honor to coach you. I will cherish the memories we share for the rest of my life. Thank you.
For sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Nick Ramos, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We'll talk about Christian nationalism's unholy war on democracy, plus an update on Wausau Mayor Doug Denny.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers today. Our high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers will end with a low in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I am a very busy working mom. And you know what I avoided doing for far too long? Getting my money organized, making sure my family knows where everything is, and what they can do if, God forbid, something happens to me and I can't manage my own money. The Securities and Exchange Commission, of all places, recommends these steps. Organize all your important documents, keep them up to date, put them in one place. Number 2, tell your trusted family or a trusted friend where to find all your accounts and assets. Ideally, give one of them a copy of that list. And lastly, if you've got a financial professional, make sure they know your emergency contacts. It's not rocket surgery, but sometimes it's hard to sit down and do this stuff. I hope this reminder helps. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior. And he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Answer some tough questions.
Hey, this is Wisconsin Science Festival Week all across the state. It's not about Madison. It's not about a Milwaukee event. It's happening literally statewide. And this year, the Wisconsin Science Festival is all about agriculture. Stephanie Hoff, leave it to her, has found a great way for you to learn more about agriculture and science and maybe get a brew in as well. Stand by, that story on the way. Welcome back, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke right here on the Midwest Farm Report for this, the 14th day of October. Let's see. What can I tell you? On this day back in 1912, Theodore Roosevelt was shot in Milwaukee. He was stumping as the presidential candidate for the new Independent Progressive Party. Came out of his hotel at Hotel Gilpatrick, downtown Milwaukee, on his way to the Milwaukee Auditorium when a guy named John Schrank came out of the crowd. This Schrank had been stalking him for 3 weeks and through 8 different states. Well, Roosevelt was hit in the right side of his chest. The bullet lodged in his chest wall. The only thing that saved him was his spectacle case and a thick folded manuscript. Obviously, he went on to become president. Theodore Roosevelt shot in Milwaukee on this day back in 1912. On this day in 1926, Winnie the Pooh makes its literary debut. On this day, Chuck Yeager became the first human to fly faster than the speed of sound, 1947. And happy birthday to American singer Usher. He is 45 years young, and now you know. All week long, we're going to try to remind you that it is Wisconsin Science Festival Week. This is an opportunity statewide to engage with science, and this year, the emphasis on agriculture. Leave it to our own Stephanie Hoff to put a fun spin on learning about agriculture, learning about science, and getting a little entertainment to boot. Stephanie?
You have a chance to learn more about agriculture while also enjoying a beer or two. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. The Wisconsin Science Festival is going on October 14th through the 20th. This is a statewide celebration of activities for all ages, from hands-on science exhibits to pub nights. And this year, the theme of the festival is agriculture. Fran Poleo-Moyer is the Associate Director of Outreach Programs for UW Connects. They are launching a Badgers on Tap series during the Wisconsin Science Festival. This is where, you guessed it, you can pair the science of farming with a pale ale.
The first one we can talk about is in Green Bay on Tuesday, October 15th at 7 o'clock. We're partnering with Badger State Brewing. So the event features flash talks, 2 or 3 flash talks, interspersed with trivia, and then there's also bingo. So it's really a fun thing, and it's very interactive, and people get to know each other, and it's around interesting topics. So for the Green Bay event, Tom Zinnen will be talking about the changing colors in the spectrum of biotechnology and food. Jennifer Gaddis will be talking about farm fresh school meals for all. And then Kevin Walters will be talking about the history of vitamin D in our state. Amorphic Beer in Milwaukee on October 15th at 7 o'clock. We have some fantastic topics. We have Shelby Ellison talking about collecting cannabis through citizen science collaborations. We have Caitlin Allen, who's going to be talking about the domestication of crops that are still grown in Wisconsin, a process we believe was led by Native women. And she'll be talking about some of those original crops particular to our region. Delta Beer Lab on October 18th at 7 o'clock. Adam Borger will be talking about food microbiology. And then Jerry Clark will be talking about malting barley research for the craft brewing industry. How appropriate is that? And then Kevin Myers will be talking about a wild strain of brewer's yeast. So that one's going to be more specific to brewing. And then the last one in La Crosse at 608 Brewing is Wednesday, October 16th at 7 o'clock. Keith Polson will be talking about current disease outbreaks in Wisconsin and how veterinarians and physicians are working together to solve those problems. And Alex O'Brien will be talking about whether or not moldy cheese is safe to eat.
Truly an expansive array of topics. Some of these dive into pretty technical aspects of agriculture, food biology, and other topics seem to bring in maybe the social sciences aspect or Wisconsin history. So truly something for everyone.
And this really is just a play on the original Badger Talk series, right? Which is people around the state requesting presentations, whether they're public or private. So businesses can request private talks for employees, conference keynotes, that kind of thing. But also, of course, the public presentations. We have over 50 speakers in the agriculture area of expertise. So if you go to badgertalks.wisstudy.edu and you go to the find a speaker and you can search agriculture, that's where all those people will populate.
Have you done something similar to this before? And what did the turnout look like or the feedback look like from the public?
In terms of the ONTAP series?
Yes.
Yeah. I'd say I looked at pictures. I wasn't able to attend the Delta Beer Talk, but typically we see anywhere from 40 to 60 people coming out for those events. And what's really fabulous is we encourage pubs around the state to reach out to us because we do have a partner list that we're developing. And we'll put you on the list if you're a pub out there around the state. What's great is we can plug these in on, you know, a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday night where pubs might not see such big draws in attendance like they would on Friday, Saturday. So this will draw crowds into the pubs.
Aside from the fun topics, are there any other fun perks or swag opportunities, special beers? I don't know, anything else that people can look forward to at the Badgers on Tap series that might draw them in?
That's a very, very good question. And of course, we come loaded with great swag for prizes. Yeah, so there's prizes for the trivia and also for the bingo. And so people will get to pick out their swag prizes that we'll bring. And I'm sure some of the pubs will have specials. We don't really get involved in the beer, kind of. We leave that up to the pubs.
And I have to ask, why bring these conversations to a bar or a brewery? What drove this programming decision?
And the whole Badger Talks model really is about supporting the continuation of higher education around the state, continuing education. So the idea is always create opportunities for learning and engagement. I mean, it's how we've evolved as a species, learning and growing. It's just something that helps our society be a better place.
Badgers on Tap. This is more proof that learning, agriculture, and beer all go together. And it's one of the many experiences to look forward to during the Wisconsin Science Festival, October 14th through the 20th. We're talking with Fran Poleo-Moyer. She's the Associate Director of Outreach Programs for UW Connects, which is hosting these agricultural-themed programs kicking off in Green Bay, Milwaukee, Madison, and La Crosse. You can find more festival events for the whole family or adults only by visiting WisconsinScienceFest.org. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Stand by. Coming up in a moment, we're going to introduce you to a brand new staff member at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. His name is Ben Miller. He's the Senior Vice President of Industry Relations, and the goal here is to try to make sure that he is talking to leaders, be it policy development, be it different programs that the dairy industry might need. He doesn't lobby. He's more about education. Ben Miller's going to explain more about his job and how he is already impressed with what's happening with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. That conversation on the way. Dairy markets cannot find a flat line. Friday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained 2.25 cents to 188.75. 40-pound block cheese dropped 4.25, but also at 188.75. While AA butter on Friday dropped 1.5 cents to 262.5 per pound. Lots of running for a Monday morning. We got to take a quick break. Back in a moment with our conversation, Ben Miller from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin on a Monday.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Dom Salvia Show.
And Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go
yeah,
vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by Will Ragland, Center for American Progress Action Fund's Vice President of Research. We're going to talk about Trump's failed record on manufacturing. Don't miss
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He is the official vice president of external relations for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. He left the University of Wisconsin-Madison to join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and I caught up with him during World Dairy Expo, asked him to explain a little bit about what he's learning about the scope of work that Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin does for Wisconsin's dairy farm families and the industry as a whole.
It's really amazing, Pam. And even just in the first month on the job, every single day, I'm learning more and more about the many ways those dollars are being put to work, and the return on that investment is remarkable. You know, for example, next week I'll be spending a week with a bunch of buyers from a pretty large retail organization out west that's coming to Wisconsin and spending time meeting our farmers, tasting our cheese, touring our facilities, getting to know the Wisconsin dairy story, and so that they can promote that in their market out west. And that's just one example. We do maybe 30 to 40 of these buyer missions every single year, bringing people who are making decisions for those grocery stores on what cheese is going to be put in that shelf. And boy, we want it to be a Wisconsin product, you know, proudly displaying that proudly Wisconsin cheese badge, which is really the sign of excellence and high quality.
That's the thing is that badge. We see it in Wisconsin, but when people see it outside the state of Wisconsin, it drives sales. It's what consumers are looking for, not just retailers.
No, absolutely. It brings a certain level of excellence and high quality to the product, and consumers, you know, when they see that proudly Wisconsin cheese badge, you know, they know they're going to get the best of the best. And a lot of folks here at DFW are working around the clock to get that badge proudly displayed in as many grocery stores and places of purchase as possible.
You know, what's been interesting, too, is to watch how Wisconsin has now elevated its presence on the international scene. And Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has pivoted to make sure that it's supporting those efforts. I think some staff members might be surprised how many days they're away from family sending that message to international markets.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And marketing is a huge part of that international export opportunity for us, you know, and it actually requires not just DFW, but partnerships with other organizations. A lot of our cheese companies, our industry officials, to really promote and tell the story to as many markets as we possibly can. We don't do it on our own. We have to do it through partnerships. And it's been really exciting to watch the growth in that space.
Yeah. Well, like we said, 90% of Wisconsin milk goes into cheese, 90% of that cheese outside Wisconsin, and now a bigger and bigger portion of that on the international market.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And a lot of that's going on behind the scenes, and so I'm happy that you have an opportunity here today to highlight the importance of that activity.
You know, the other thing that sometimes goes overlooked are the ingredient side of Wisconsin dairy. Yeah. You've got staff members, channel members, that are working on developing recipes with Wisconsin cheese. I mean, they're not forcing your hand, but boy, if something tastes good and it happens to be Wisconsin cheese related, there's a sale.
Oh, let me tell you, it's really exciting. I've got a bunch of friends out east. I grew up out east. One of my buddies is a good cook and likes to try new things. And when I told him about this new gig, you know, he was so curious. And I shipped him some Wisconsin cheese, and he's got some good recipes for mac and cheese and smash burgers and all that. And he reports back like blown away, Ben, on the quality, the creaminess, and the delicious cheese that I sent out to him. And it really is, that's just one small personal example of the many different ways folks are embracing the Wisconsin story, the Wisconsin product.
Right. And like we said, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's got staff members that are aligned in all of these opportunity areas. Like we said, channel marketing, working with food companies. One shredded cheese into an ingredient of a mix or a pizza or a sandwich moves the needle, Ben.
No, absolutely. And we've got professionals, you know, here on staff who know how to do that, who know how to speak to those food fanatics who really are looking for new recipes and creative ways to use, you know, new dairy products. It's been really fun to learn a lot about that. And as you can see on social media, it's really taking off in all markets across the country where we're really putting out, promoting the Wisconsin product, the Wisconsin cheese, and the high quality that it could spice up your meal, right? And really add deliciousness to your family supper.
Ben Miller's along with us. He's Vice President of Industry Relations, a relative new employee at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. You can find out more on all of this at wisconsindairy.org. But even before you joined staff, Ben, I'll bet you were like me and exposed to one fantastic partnership that Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin landed when Bravo Network brought Top Chef to Wisconsin. It wasn't just about our world-class dairy or our ingredients. It was also about Wisconsin's rural lifestyle. That seemed to resonate as much as the recipes. And look at all the attention that brought Wisconsin dairy.
Yeah, that was really something, wasn't it, Pam? Really exciting. In fact, when I tell folks, you know, I'm about the new job, they go, oh, were they the ones who helped land the Top Chef? You know, yes, in fact, you know, and through a partnership with others as well. But it was an awesome opportunity to tell the Wisconsin sustainability story and the proud work of the, not just the work ethic, but the commitment to our land that our dairy farmers have, the protecting our land, protecting our water, is really what consumers are looking for, is the story behind the product, the story behind, you know, what they're consuming. And we have such a great story to tell. And it's being told by our farmers, in many ways by our farmers themselves.
Yeah.
And that's been really fun to watch as we cultivate those partnerships. And farmers are beginning to see the value of that, you know. And it's been exciting to watch as more and more, you know.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice. And for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
When excessive rainfall threatens crops, biologicals may be able to help. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I saw firsthand last summer how susceptible corn is to damage from too much rain. In addition to losing the plants entirely to flooding, another downside is that nitrogen fertilizer gets washed away in a heavy rain. That ends up bad for the crop and for the environment. Karen Zuver is an agronomist with Pivot Bio.
It's been variable, but there have been some areas that have been hit pretty hard with rain this year. We saw a lot of denitrification happen, a lot of leaching. Obviously, there's some corn that you can see is firing up from the lack of nitrogen.
Zuber says Pivot Bio's Proven 40 can help with nitrogen management.
Our product doesn't leach. Our bacteria are there. So as long as your corn plant is actively growing, those roots have that exudates to feed our microbes, and those microbes are turning right around and giving that plant nitrogen back.
And says Zuber, Pivot Bio is very aware of the state of the farm economy.
There's a lot of different things that are pulling on our growers when it comes to their operational dollars that they have access to. And so we said, how can we help our growers? How can we do something to just lift that burden a little bit? And we brought on the 0% financing to give them that option with our product.
Learn more at pivotbio.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk to Kelly Robinson from the Human Rights Campaign. Hour number two, donating blood, more important than ever. We're going to talk diversity. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Matinair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, a 40.